Hare Krishna. Here's a question from Radhika Nagar, and basically quotes Bhagavatam, where Prabhupada says that Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they have the tendency to be equal to Krishna. And how's that possible when, of course, Lord Shiva is Mahajana Yenagata Sapanta? Excuse me. Lord Shiva is Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, which is a great Vaishnava, as is Lord Brahma, the head of our Sampradaya. You have to need to see this Prabhupada statement here in the context of not necessarily that these personalities are impersonalist, but have some kind of Mayavad philosophy. Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are two great philosophers for that. However, we see from Krishna's pastimes that they do have a tendency to think that they're equal to Krishna. Brahma Vimohana Lila, we saw that Brahma thought that he was equal to Krishna. And that he was in a position where he was going to test Krishna. So, who's Brahma to do such a thing? But he's doing it because he thinks I'm equal to the Lord. Lord Shiva, you see that he took up Banasura's cause and fought against Krishna and lost. Once again, and of course, both these personalities give these examples in Brihad Bhagavatamrita in the first volume that, well, they may be devotees and they may have Krishna's mercy, but they don't have the greatest, they're not the greatest recipients of Krishna's mercy, otherwise, they would have never become in such an illusory condition. And we see the same example is there with other demigods, Indra, although he may not be in the same category as these other two, but still he's the older brother, Lord Vamandev. And still, when Krishna came for the Parijata flower, then he thought he was going to be equal to Krishna and he's going to fight with him. So that was a silly thing to do. And of course, what to speak of the Govardhan Puja Leela, where once again he was going to punish Krishna. So these are examples where we see that even great personalities, and by their own shortcomings, or by Krishna's arrangement, fall into the illusion of thinking that they're equal to the Lord. And then we have another question from a, I don't know, Bhakti Mini, who says that he or she chants the Hare Krishna mantra, but in reverse. In other words, he or she chants Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and says, well, is that all right? And the answer is no, it's not all right. The main reason it's not all right is because that's not what Srila Prabhupada told us, that's not what the Mahajans do. That the mantra may appear in that form in Shastra may be the case, although if I remember right, and I wrote about it at length in Navavraja Mahima, in the Chaitanya Upanishad, there the Maha Mantra is found in its entirety in the way that we chant it. But, however, the mantras may be in Shastra, Our business is Mahajana Yenagata Sipanta. We follow the authority of Mahajans. And Mahajans chant the Mahamantra. And of course, he could say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted the Mahamantra in the way that we do, then that's what we do. Why would we want to do anything different? We are not greater authorities on Shastra than they are. So tarko patishta shutayu vivinam. There may be so many different opinions. You may see this in scripture, you may see that in scripture. But mahajana yena gata sapanta, the real path of success is following in the footsteps of Mahajans. They know what's right and what's not. Hare Krishna.